This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of the Dominican University of California. You are now listening to Walkie Talkie, the show where your avid hiker host reviews the best walks in the Bay Area. Now let's get moving. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. I don't really know when you are listening to this, but welcome to the fourth episode of Walkie Talkie. Today we have not too different of an episode. Obviously, it's still going to be on hiking, and we're still going to be talking about a local area in the Bay Area. But it's a little bit less focused on one specific hike and one area that is amazing to hike. And you'll kind of see what I mean when we get a little bit further into this and I show you the spot and I talk about it a little bit, because it doesn't really make sense. You're like, what are you talking about, this area? We're talking about the Bay Area. What do you mean? What I'm talking about is the location that we are going to cover today is the Point Reyes National Seashore. And the reason that I wanted to cover, just in general, the Point Reyes National Seashore is because there's so much in this one specific area that I couldn't hike at all. You couldn't hike at all. We couldn't hike at all in maybe months. It's crazy. This area is completely uninhabited by anything and just littered with the most beautiful scenery that the Bay Area has to offer. If you want to see what the Bay would have looked like with no cities, nothing, go to Point Reyes National Seashore and just take a look around. There is nothing you won't be able to see here. You have all of the beautiful forests of Muir Wood. You have all of the massive stretching beach lines that Ocean Beach in San Francisco has, and Stinson Beach a little bit closer in Marin County has. You have lighthouses, you have mesas, you have all the wildlife that you could possibly find is most likely going to be in Point Reyes. You have lakes, you have peninsulas. I could go on for hours and hours about what this place has. There isn't, and you get the idea, there is not a thing that Point Reyes does not have to hike. There are so many trailheads that I have tried my best to find most of them, but I still cannot find all of them. It's absolutely our biggest location by far. It's not even close. There's almost too many trails to walk at this place. And one of those trails happens to have one of the only two waterfalls on the Pacific Ocean that the U.S. has, and that is Alamiri Falls. That's the trail that I went on. It was about a 12-mile trail, so it was one of definitely the most difficult ones there, but it's for the, you get to see a waterfall that goes into the ocean. There's only two of those in this country, and one of them is right in our backyard with Alamiri Falls, and to be honest, I think it's the better of the two. After seeing it in person, it's just, wow. It's crazy. You don't think that would be in San Francisco. You look at it and it's like, wow, I am in South America or Costa Rica or somewhere like that. It's really that crazy. The difficulty is, I say this almost every single week, but for this week I have very good reason to say it. Pretty up to you. Not entirely. It is most, if not all, of these trailheads are very long, and although they're all pretty much, I wouldn't say all, but most are well maintained, because this is like I said, a national seashore. There's gonna be park rangers, there's gonna be people taking care of the land, so that's not really an issue. These are very known trailheads, and these are very well maintained trails. But like I said, you can hit anything from Palo Marin Trailhead, the Randall Trailhead, the Sky Trailhead. You can go over to Drake's Estero. You can go to Chimney Rock. There's a trailhead there as well. You can go up to Drake's Estero. Like I said, there's a Drake's Estero trailhead. There's an Abolats Lagoon trailhead. There's so many Keko Beach trailhead. There is so many trailheads. There's just so much to offer here. It's unbelievable. Every single one of these trails is not going to be anything like the other one. The Sky Trailhead, you're going to be up way up in the mountains with these trees that stretch to the sky even higher than where you are, looking down at this view of the ocean from super high up, and even looking down into Danahill Manor and farther up into Petaluma. Whereas with the Chimney Rock Trailhead, you're not walking very far, but you're going to the very, very end point of the Point Reyes little curve that we have, the little lagoon that forms in Drake's Bay. And you're going to be isolated on this very thin little stretch of land that goes right out to the ocean, and it's probably the most isolated place that you can be in the bay, I think. It's about as far out into the ocean as Farallon Islands, which is pretty crazy to think about. If you're just south of Ewers Islands instead of San Francisco, that's how far out Point Reyes actually goes. But yeah, like I said, difficulty. If you choose something like the Sky Trailhead, you're going to have a way tougher time than something like a Chimney Rock Trailhead. But either way, both are not going to be super easy, if that makes sense. And another thing that I have noticed is a lot of these trailheads don't loop very well. Point Reyes is a very narrow stretch of land, and because of that, a lot of the trails just go straight up it, and then you kind of just have to walk back in a straight line, which means the trail doesn't really loop. It just goes all the way there and then back in a different way. So like I said, you're going to get things like Isle of Mary Falls, where you're going to be walking 12 miles, and it's going to be 6 miles one way and 6 miles in the exact same direction back. And that's not really a problem, because the view both ways is going to be crazy. The only issue that comes into mind is that walking back, you're getting a very similar experience to when you were walking there. Like I said, not really the biggest deal, because the backtrack isn't the worst thing in the world. It's, like I said, awesome. Everywhere you look at this place is going to be some of the best nature scenery in the entire Bay Area, but you're gonna see it twice. So I hope you like it. And if hiking is not your thing at Point Reyes, like I said, I try to throw in something for everyone here. There is too many beaches to count. Wildcat, Calham, Sculptor, Santa Maria, Liminor, Drake's, Sunshine, all of these are in Point Reyes, and I didn't even name all of them. If you want to have a good time on a beach that probably no one is at or going to be at, if you want an entire stretch of beach to just yourself, go to one of these. Gonna be a lot harder to get to than something like Stinson Beach, Ocean Beach especially, but that experience of being alone on an enormous stretch of beautiful ocean coast is something that everyone should experience. Wow, it's so cool. The pictures you're able to get look surreal. It almost looks like you're in a Christopher Nolan movie or something. It's unbelievable. And like I said last week, I have to do something for the bikers, because since Kent Lake, we've had a lot of really tough biking trails that really were not for biking. They were not biking trails, we'll put it that way. Hasn't been good for my biker audience. So this week I decided Point Reyes would be another good option, because Point Reyes has a ridiculous amount of biking available to you. You are not going to have any shortage of easy biking trails, tough biking trails, no trail at all. All of it. You're going to be able to find it here. I will say, with something like Isle of Mary Falls, you might be a little bit more weary to do it, because there is a big stretch of trail where you are on the edge of an enormous cliff. It is a very big trail, it's very wide, but if you were to go off the left, there is nothing stopping you from falling like 20, 25 stories down to the coast. It is a big deal to make a mistake there. And it is pretty uphill at some points. And like I said, you are going to be walking all the way in one in straight line and all the way back in the other, which means if there's uphill, there's going to be downhill, but it goes up and then down. So when you go back, you are also going to have to go back up once again and then down. And to some people, that's fine. They want the experience of having the ability to bike there and the ability to bike back and have it be a different experience, because now you're ripping through what you were climbing up originally. And I think for biking, that works really, really well here. That's the one thing that I think works well in the stretching all the way one way and all the way back situation that we have here. Is for biking, not too bad, because you get a different experience both ways, but that's because you have a bike. People who have feet, you're just walking up and downhill again. There's nothing special for you. But I say that, but at the same time, realistically, I think you're going to get your best experience here walking because of how much there is to see. If you're biking, you are going to have a good time, but for a different reason. The trails are, like I said, some are pretty steep, some are pretty windy. You're going to have a fun time because you're ripping through all these hills. If you're walking, you're going to have a fantastic time just looking at things. That's the one problem I had with the Alamiri Trails Falls, or the Alamiri Falls Trail, is it took me so long to just get there. And it wasn't because I was walking slow. It was because I would stop all the time just to look at everything. Just on that one trail alone, like I said, you get that massive cliff line all the way up to Abalone Point, and then it tucks you up into these mountain trails that are pretty tough to get up. But once you do and you get into those forests, you get past Bass Lake and Pelican Lake, I mean, it's a different, it's like you're in a different place. You go straight from cliffs to something more like Kent Lake in the span of two or three miles, and then Pelican Lake's like Kent Lake, but even there you get a view of the ocean and Double Point and Stormy Stack. It's it's pretty crazy that you just get these two bodies of water that level up on each other like that. And then you go down that into Alamiri Falls, and all suddenly you're in South America looking at a waterfall going off into the ocean. You can't do that anywhere else. And that's why Point Reyes needed to be brought up today for this little special fourth episode. It's not really special, but Point Reyes needed to be talked about as a full episode because of how much stuff there is. Point Reyes could be the entire show. I could talk about Point Reyes every single week and have a different thing to say. That is how big this place is. I still have not even gone up to places like Quejo Beach, Tamales Beach, and Tamales Point, the very, very top of Point Reyes. I've only been able myself to experience the bottom half, like Alamiri Falls and Chimney Rock area, Drake's Estero. And from what I've already been able to see, it's been something that I couldn't wait to talk about on this podcast. It had to be talked about straight away. And I can't wait to keep exploring Point Reyes with you guys. I still have a lot to see myself, and I'm sure now you guys have plenty to see as well. And that's going to go ahead and wrap it up for this fourth episode of Walkie Talkie. And I hope, I really hope to see you out on the trails.